Governor Burgum says he will continue to work on reinvention and innovation in government. And he says he will have some suggestions for the 2019 legislature, but he says he's going to start on it now with his cabinet.
We're going to be heading into an off-site planning session soon, working on a strategic plan for the state.
Burgum says there will be some cross-cutting initiatives involving a number of state agencies.
We budgeted as a state, almost 50 different budgets get approved through appropriations. But if you take a category like kids under age six, kids under age six show up in about 20 different budgets. And so we need to think about how do we optimize for audiences and for groups and for solutions. I mean, if you take a look at addiction, you know, how many different budgets does that touch? So that's where we're going to be taking a look at, I say, in these cross-cutting initiatives, and we'll pick some, we'll drive them forward.
Burgum says some of them may be able to be accomplished without legislative approval. He does say one area where the 2017 legislature went down that road of government reinvention is in corrections. Burgum pointed to the $7 million taken out of the corrections budget and put toward addiction treatment.
If you have a war on drugs, well, then the person who's using the drugs is really an enemy combatant. You know, that's the word, the language of that is that we're at war. And so we're basically at war at people who have a health issue, and that health issue is addiction. And we have to start treating addiction like the chronic disease it is.
Berg says throwing someone with an addiction into prison does not cure the addiction.
Turning that person into a felon, then when they are released, they have very few places to live, often can't find a job. And we've also added the generational challenge that we've broken up that family because they're probably a mother or a father with kids. We could be passing on those issues to the next generation.
Burgum says there's more to be done, but the foundation is now there to do more. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.